Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
The sun shines so bright, the sky is so clear and blue, and all that I see are smiles in front of me. This day is filled with happiness, this day is filled with peace. When a man takes a woman to be his wife, oh Allah. Them, keep them together, unite them now and forever, as they go through their lives as husband and wife. Allahu, 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 Ya Allah. Now as he promises to keep a woman safe.
My butterflies, are you a twin or triplet? If you are, today's program is just for you. If you aren't, that's okay. It's a good thing sometimes too. But listen up closely and see what your friends or sisters or brothers may be going through around you. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to be a twin? Are you a twin and wonder why everyone thinks it's so special? Are you a triplet? That means you have two brothers or two sisters that are exactly the same age as you and born on the same day. It's fascinating to think about multiple births. There's unique and wonderful aspects of being a twin or triplet, or even more. Let's read on. If you're one of a set of twins, you may feel like you're unique and special, and you are. But you're not as different as you may think. Believe it or not, every year there's an increasing number of children who have a twin. In 2002 alone, there were 125,000 twin babies born in one country alone. In 1980, there were only 69,000. Triplets? Can you imagine being three? There were 7,000 babies born in 2002. Now lately, and recently, and maybe now so many years later, there were even more twins and triplets born, because mommy and daddy took special treatments to get them. Or sometimes, they just happen. But whether you were born as a single child, whether you were born as a twin, or whether you were born as a triplet, remember, Allah created each and every one of you, special and unique. There's lots of kinds of people in this world, but there's two kinds of twins. You get two kinds of twins. The one is called fraternal, and the other one is identical. The difference comes the way the egg is fertilized. Now what happens is that sometimes it splits in two. Allah creates you maybe identical, and people find it difficult to tell you apart. Do you have a twin brother or a twin sister that looks exactly like you? It can be fun playing tricks on people. And maybe only those who know you very well will be able to tell the difference. But sometimes you're born with a twin brother or a twin sister, and you look nothing alike. The only way you know you're twins is because you have the same birthday. Maybe you have the same genes, and you look alike, but not completely exact. Why am I a twin or a triplet? Do you sometimes ask yourself, butterflies? Even though the exact reason is not known, Allah has created you this way. Maybe it runs in your family, like if your grandparents had twins or your parents had twins, maybe you'll have twins when you grow up. Maybe it skipped a generation, like if your grandmother had twins and your mommy didn't, or your daddy didn't. But that's just a myth. Whether you're twins or triplets or even quadruplets or even more, everything is in the control of Allah. Everything happens the way Allah wants it to. And if Allah gives you a twin brother or a twin sister, make shukr to Him. Because of that reason, you are never alone. Now let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll learn a little more.
Ham, 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 طير المحبة حام بالشورى والأنعام تلقى كل الأحلام وين البسمة يا صاح والضحكة والأفراح والبلبل الصداح غنى أحلى الأنغام وين البسمة يا صاح والضحكة والأفراح والبلبل الصداح غنى أحلى الأنغام تلقى كل الأحلام حام 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 طير المحبة حام بالشورى والأنعام تلقى كل الأحلام
Warm, 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 you know it's getting warm. There are no clouds around, you wish for a thunderstorm. Hot, 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 can you feel it getting hot? The sweat rolls on your arm, the sunblock on his spine. You try to keep it cool, you wish you had a pool. You drag yourself around the school, but you know you ain't a fool. The sweat runs down your arm. You try to keep it calm.
My butterflies, just like other brothers and sisters, sometimes twins and triplets don't get along. But when brothers and sisters fight, it's called sibling rivalry. It's common in front of twins and triplets too. In fact, being the exact same age as your sibling may make it competition for you, and it may become difficult. Maybe you have the same friends, the same teachers, the same coaches who don't think of you as individuals, and it can be frustrating, especially if they make that seem that you two are exactly alike in every single way, even though you and your twin sibling or triplet siblings know that your personalities are completely different. But it can be frustrating, and sometimes it can be fun. If it's getting you down, sit together, work about it. Maybe you two can come up with a way to solve the problem. Maybe if you're sharing a room and if you can't get along, maybe you can ask mommy and daddy to do half your room the way one likes it and the other how the other likes it. Maybe you'd like to try a new after-school activity. Maybe the one twin likes soccer while the other likes playing outside. Whatever it is, remember, it's a bond that Allah has created between the two of you. It may be comforting to know that someone knows you so well. They shared your mommy's tummy with you. Maybe you'll know that you'll never be bored when you're a twin or a triplet because you won't be alone in a hurry. But as you're growing up, remember, Allah created each and every one of you as individuals. And Allah made it such that you were perfect just the way you are. My butterflies, this is a story that I have, and listen up closely. It's called the Camel Twins. Jawad and Awal were camels. They looked exactly the same. They were twins. They snorted the same way. They kicked the same way. They even spit the same way. Their humps were the same size, just as their tails. They had long, thick eyelashes and a coat of wiry, light brown fur. They were large camels. They were part of a camel train that walked along a trail. They went over Egypt and Turkey and the other countries. The twins worked hard and they walked for miles each and every day. But they always seemed to be cheerful. They would go days without a drink of water from a refreshing oasis, because camels can do that. They were so many that even though they were tied together, the line was very long. But Jawad and Nawal didn't mind. They were happy that way because they were together. Jawad wore a red blanket and carried bags. They were harvested from trees on the great deserts. Nawal wore a green one. She carried something just as rare and precious in hers. But they were filled with diamonds. Desert diamonds. The two of them were in a caravan for many years, and as they traveled, they could see the beautiful moon above them. One day the sun rose above them and the caravan stopped. The men who looked after the camels were called brides. Now when they unroped the camels, the two of them, the twins, wandered over the spring and went to a lake nearby. There they found a tent filled with cushions and pillows and bright and beautiful colors. They followed the stream, went to it and drank to their stomach's full. When they woke up, they had a loud idea. They decided that they would like to stay there. So together, the two of them went to the owner. They spoke to him and said, "We're so hungry, we travel all the time. But we travel together. Can you help us?" This kind man had only one idea, though, to see if the twins could work together. He said, "I want some dates, but it's very high up. Can you get it?" Together, the twins decided they could. Jawab went onto the date tree and kicked it hard. From the other side, Nawal let out a large screeching sound and kicked from the other side. Together, the two of them managed to get the dates down. They ate a bit and took a bit to the kind man. The kind man was so impressed at how the twins worked together to get what they wanted, that for that he took them over. He bought them over, and then they decided they're going to live happily ever after. My butterflies, will you be living like that with your twin or triplet? I hope so, inshallah.
Don't know what I feel as the truth will reveal. Too much history, so much futility. So many lies, they always feed us. I really know what I believe. Every person in the land of Solomon faces so much oppression. Is this a fight for religion? Is this the fight for humanity? Palestine, Palestine, what they want from you? Is it secrets or is it sacred holy land? The land of the olive tree, Palestine, 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 Palestine. Be it young, be it old, they are so bold. No tears, no cries, no fear in their eyes. They are our heroes and not our foes. Blood, heart and soul, we are one. Our brothers and sisters dream of freedom. Children fantasize about education. What makes them so different from us? Can you hear their hearts filled with pride? Palestine, Palestine, what they want from you? Is it secrets or is it sacred holy land? The land of the olive tree, Palestine, 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 Palestine.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.